Do you know what the secret is to keep a baby's skin healthy? The secret is a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. You've heard me talk about Pampers Swaddlers on our podcast many, many times now, and that's because Pampers Swaddlers is the diaper for healthy baby skin. Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better than the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation. And if you're a fan of Pampers, you've got to check out their new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes, which clean better than Huggies Natural Care and are 5 times stronger, so they resist tearing during a diaper change. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. And if you're like me and you love saving and getting rewarded for something you gotta buy anyway, like diapers, don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. You can redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to ABG, Asian Boss Girl, a podcast for the modern day Asian American woman. My name is Helen.
I'm Janet.
I'm Mel.
I'm Helena.
Hey guys, this is Janet. As some of you may know, I have a personal interest in health and wellness. In fact, I spent a semester in Chinese medicine school before I started my current career in user experience design. And I was interested in Eastern medicine because of some personal experiences I had where I went to Western medical doctors and I wasn't really satisfied with their approach. While Western medicine is really good at addressing acute medical issues, traditional Chinese medicine is actually much better at addressing chronic health issues, things like autoimmune disease or, you know, women's health or mental health. TCM is almost more like a general approach to how to live and maintain your health.
I have noticed that there's like a rising trend in the health and wellness world around like non-Western approaches to medicine. Like there's a lot of professional athletes doing cupping these days to heal their sore muscles. I think like Michael Phelps does it, Draymond Green. And a lot of people also look at acupuncture for back pain. When I had like a really, really bad case of hives when I was a teenager, I actually did acupuncture and I think it did help. And even like people, you know, trying out like herbal medicine for colds or allergies, things that are more plant-based and natural, that seems to be a growing trend.
Yeah, and I think for many of us, you know, we recognize some of these practices from childhood through our parents or grandparents. Like I know for me, I always did acupuncture and cupping with my mom, or I go to those like Harry Potter looking shops to get herbal medicine with my grandma, but never really understood how it worked.
They had abacuses, remember?
Yeah.
And like weights. Abacuses and weights.
I always found that it was so cool, like I was on a movie set. But I think this episode will help us address like those like uncertainties we have with this topic.
So yeah, let's dive right into our interview with Dr. Helena Zhang. Dr. Helena Hua Zhang is an Oriental medicine practitioner specializing in women's health. She is well studied and practiced in methods of Chinese pharmacopoeia, Oriental medicine nutrition, acupuncture, and Qigong. Dr. Zhang has studied and trained in Yunnan, China, as well as Paris, France, and she is a professor at both Emperor's College and South Beilu University of Oriental Medicine in Southern California. She is the owner of Golden Seed, Golden Tree Women's Health in Santa Monica, where she specializes in female physical and mental disorders such as infertility, menorrhagia, premenstrual syndrome, menopausal symptoms, depression, and insomnia. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for letting me in your broadcast. I'm so honored.
We're honored to have you. We're sitting here in her lovely home in Santa Monica, and she's made us some tea. And we wanted to just kind of dive right in and start chatting with you about how you started to pursue Chinese medicine.
I think the question is not going to be asked like this. I didn't choose this career. Mm-hmm. I think this career chose me because I was born with certain health issues of my lungs. I frequently, when I was little, got frequent chronic pneumonia and bronchitis.
Oh, wow.
Because I was born in area in China with higher altitude. So usually a little kid like me, with that weakness of lung, very easily get affected by bacteria. Mm. So that's why I was quite often sick. And I was introduced at 7 years old by a Tai Chi master and a Qigong master to teach me how to breathe deeply and get more oxygen, and also to set up a discipline to practice daily. So that was the beginning of my pursuit of this career. And since then, I just never stopped practicing. And now I become a practitioner and also professor to teach and to bring this legacy to the young generation.
I think that's amazing when it sounds like it's something that comes full circle, right? It's something that you had to face when you were younger and you're like, I want to find a solution to it. I want to help other people with it also. In China, did you go through high school, certain like vocational colleges or other educational studies where you already made that decision to say, this is what I want to study? Or did you pick something like, say, finance or math or something different? And then you decided at some point that you're going to switch over into Chinese traditional medicine.
When I was in China, at that time, everybody wanted to know more about the world. Mm-hmm. So that's why naturally I picked up at that time most popular major to study, which is foreign affairs.
Mm, okay.
So I studied to learn English and also to learn other cultures.
Oh, wow. Did you then go straight to the United States or did you spend time abroad in other countries?
Yeah, I had a calling and to go to France because at that time one of the Association of the Health needed a translator, interpreter, be able to translate Chinese medicine from Chinese into English at that time. So I was the right person because since I practiced this discipline since very young age, I knew the concepts. And also, of course, I was at that time, compared to other young Chinese people, I was fluent in English. Mm-hmm. So I was picked by this association. I went to France. French Ministries of Foreign Affairs just honored me. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So award me because of my contribution, a scholarship of excellence called AFL Excellence. So that's give me lots of possibility to pursue this medicine. So at that time, of course, it was not truly just medicine. It's really how to use Chinese philosophy or Asian way of living to balance women's mental health. That's the PhD area that I pursue. So I did 5 years of research on that and also wrote a dissertation. I travel a lot. And then I went to Canada. I lived 5 years in Vancouver. And then I came here. I just continue my workshops because I teach a lot. Pretty much up to right now, I teach all of the in many institutions, individuals, and groups all over the world.
Wow. So even when you were in China, you did study the medicine.
Yes, I studied medicine. I followed a person, which was my, we can say, mentor or private teacher because of my issues. I was always followed by him. So he taught me many knowledges of Chinese medicine, like pharmacopoeia. Yeah. So herbs, that we call here also herbs.
Is that what pharmacopoeia means?
Yeah. Okay. See, pharmacopoeia, it's an official name, herbs.
So just going back to how you mentioned you wrote this dissertation about how to use, you know, Chinese sort of medicine to help with female mental health. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because I think a lot of our listeners would be interested to know maybe just like the summary or main points of or takeaways from that dissertation.
Yeah, very simple. Just give you an example. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here in Western concept, it means women are equal with men, but
that's, like that.
It is not from natural point of view, which is Chinese medicine point of view. We don't look for equality because we are different. Mm-hmm. Sometimes from my point of view as a doctor or Chinese medicine doctor, I think we are supreme. Mm. We're better.
Yes, I like that
our
too.
System. Yeah, our system is more complete, am I right?
Yes.
So that's why we don't need to fight against with another part of life, but just try to cooperate with them. That's make the relationship much easier. And also, where did I get this concept? Because that's from the Taoist, Taoism, which is Tao De Jing. What we say in Tao De Jing, nothing is what? Softer than water, but nothing is stronger than water. Because water doesn't have what? Shape, doesn't have form, fluid and soft and flexible. But water can, with time, penetrate into rocks and break the rocks. But rock cannot break water. So that's from that point of view, I think that female energy should be like water. Constant, nourish, at the same time strong but soft. We don't need to fight against, we don't need to compete, we don't need to be equal. That's not, yin and yang cannot be equal. Yin and yang together, we call togetherness. That's the whole of life. That's why basically I use this concept to develop the whole approach to help, yes, certain Western culture people, especially women, to understand their strugglings in life.
To your point, with Western culture, it's so popular, especially with our generation, for women to feel like they're equal with men. Yeah. But you're saying the alternative perspective is to recognize and acknowledge that you're different and that you can at times be stronger or weaker or just different, right? It doesn't
we
have to be
We don't need to compare.
Yeah.
It's just accept who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we're better, as I said, because we can make a baby.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
Yeah, our system, especially if we can go back to this feminine organ system, we are so complete. We are totally complete.
You mentioned you went to Paris to teach Eastern medicine. I'm just curious, like, how did they respond to your teachings?
They respond that perfectly.
Oh, wow.
Very good. Chinese medicine is totally another concept from Western medicine. Western medicine, we take the whole body system segmented. You have your circulatory system, you have your neural system, you have your endocrine system. So every system is segmented, we call it separated. But for Chinese medicine, no, we are together. The whole system, they are together, they are going to work together, hand in hand, like man and woman.
So that's great. You've already given us a little bit of an introduction into Chinese medicine versus Western medicine. Are there other kind of ways that you would describe how they differ in their philosophies, especially now that you're in Santa Monica and Los Angeles? How do you see Chinese medicine kind of living in the space in the Western world?
The difference from my understanding, from my teaching, I always told my students, Chinese medicine is not a science, but Western medicine is a science. Science means can be what?
Proven.
Proven for a limited of time. A very ancient time, we think the earth was the center of the universe. And then we discover, no, we're not, we're not. And the sun was. And now we figure out, no, we're not. Even the sun was not the center of universe. The Milky Way, how's that? So even relativity of Einstein, we thought that's already the science. It means it's correct. But now we have that astrology Hopkins.
Yeah.
He had his theory totally disprove Einstein's relativity theory of relativity. So science means for me, it's just concept that you said can be proved for a limited time. But Chinese medicine, no, it's not a science. It's accumulation of human's knowledge regarding understanding of life, health in front of the nature, or the relationship between the nature and human. Can we change this? No. Forever it's going to be same. Color green, am I right? Let's say in Chinese medicine we say the color system, organ system, the liver is green color, springtime, spring season, respond to the wood element. This thing is never going to be changed. It was set up 2,000 years ago, even 5,000 years ago, never changed. Today we use the same system to teach our students. And we use the same system to diagnose. Wood is the liver. A liver has green color and the season is what? Spring. So that's why it's very assured. Our students are very much assured by this unchanged thing, because everything changes too quick. They're lost. They finally find something, an Asian way of living that they can rely on and they can trust. That's a lot, no? Especially for young people, I think that's a lot.
Asian Boss Girl is brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of classes for creators, entrepreneurs, and curious people everywhere. You can take classes in marketing, where you learn how to grow your community and work with brands, or classes about how to get your podcast off the ground. So whether you're picking up a new skill for your day job, figuring out your next side project, or pursuing a longtime passion, Skillshare has classes for you.
When we first started ABG, the thought of becoming entrepreneurs never crossed our minds, but it was a role that we quickly and happily stepped into. Despite the excitement of starting a small business, we still had a lot of questions. Luckily, with Skillshare, we have access to a ton of classes focused on being an entrepreneur to help us along the way.
Join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for our listeners. Get 2 free months. That's right. Skillshare is offering Asian Boss Girl listeners 2 free months of unlimited access to thousands of classes. To sign up, go to skillshare.com/ABG. Again, go to skillshare.com/ABG to start your 2-month free trial now. That's skillshare.com/ABG.
You mentioned that when you were younger, you had bronchitis and chronic sort of lung
illness.
Yeah, that's
my life. That was my life.
What approach do you take from an Eastern medicine perspective versus someone from a Western, how they might have approached it that was different?
I did approach also Western medicine first.
Okay.
At that time, I took lots of antibiotics. Mm-hmm. Made me even more sick. Mm. Other problems, other disorders also appeared caused by this long-term antibiotics usage. That's why my mom tried to introduce, let's you talk about pharmacopoeia. Yeah, Chinese pharmacopoeia means herbs. I was lucky because I was born in an area that we called backyard of China, means very laid back, and also is the kingdom of herbs.
What types of, I'm just trying to distinguish between like westernized drugs where it is also maybe not herbs as a natural plant-based, but did your body receive the plant-based herbs just a little bit better?
From this point of view, you have to understand one thing, why Chinese herb work and how do we see the disease. Mm-hmm. Take a very simple example. If we have a pool, water pool in front of you, okay? Now there is something wrong in this pool. There is some, let's say, bacteria growing, bad things growing in this water pool. And the Western medicine is going to say, oh, there are some bad guys, right? There's mm-hmm. some bad things in this pool. We are going to use a substance to kill them. Mm-hmm. After killing, they are going to disappear and water will be good again. That's Western medicine. And TCM, Chinese medicine, is going to say, oh, wait a minute, why in this pool there is bacteria growing? There's bad things growing. It must be because your water is suitable for growing of these bad things. So what do? I can say, oh, this bad things shows the sign of the heat, and we are going to make the water cooler. Then these guys like heat environment will stop duplication. We call making babies, mm-hmm. right? And one day they are going to disappear and the water go back good again. Mm-hmm. So we don't give any drugs, right? We don't kill anybody. Mm-hmm. We do one thing is to change the environment, make these bad guys not suitable for living anymore, mm-hmm. especially cannot duplicate, cannot reproduce. Then everything is fine.
So you're touching upon kind of a core philosophical difference between Western medicine and Chinese.
That's fundamental. Mm-hmm. That's what we view the disease. In this case, water stays still the same from TCM because we didn't add anything. We didn't add a substance to kill. Because when you add something to kill alive, that's strong. Do you agree? Mm-hmm. How do you kill? You use arm, right? To kill a person. This arm is going to stay in your water. That's your body. Water is your body, let's say. So this arm is going to stay for me for a short period of time or forever in your body. But the second concept, which is Chinese medicine concept, we don't care what you have. We just make the water cooler, and then the bad guy cannot survive.
So is it fair to say, like, with Western medicine, they address maybe the virus, or they focus on, like, killing the thing, versus Chinese medicine you focus on...
too much on the disease mm-hmm. itself.
Versus Chinese medicine tends to focus on strengthening the individual's body.
No, we take care of the human being. Mm-hmm. We take human being as a whole. We are going to ask why you develop that, why another person know. Like flu season, what happened? Yeah, person A can get sick, person B is perfectly. Even they live in the same classroom. They attend a class, they live in the same room. But why one person gets sick? We have to ask.
Is there other, I guess, holistic approaches to TCM other than just the herbal component of it? Is there maybe some like other external things that
of
can
course.
Be done?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's yeah.
I opened a can of worms here.
For women, for women, so we always like to talk about what emotion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's for young ladies. I can see from my patients, like I talk about springtime. Spring season, I talk about young women. It's spring season. In their
a lot
spring
of feelings
season,
in spring.
It's the wood element. And wood element affects the liver. And the liver system in Chinese medicine, the weakness is what? Quite often, liver is going to get stagnated. That's what we call liver qi stagnation, the right term in Chinese medicine. What does it mean, liver qi stagnation? Means you get emotional disturbance. Mm-hmm. This emotional disturbance, which is a very bad pathogen, compared to other pathogen like bacteria or virus, we called, let's say, the pathogen like bacteria or virus, we called exogenous pathogen. Because you get, let's say you get flu, you get common cold, you got this exogenous pathogen. When they enter into your body, be able to affect you, they need to go through a certain steps. They're not going to attack your heart or attack your lung directly. They're going to go layers of different steps. We called our students know very well how to diagnose which stage it is. So you can go from your, let's say, skin first and then go to, let's say, muscle layer. And then in the end, maybe attack your heart or lung and give you very severe disease that we can call pneumonia. But emotional disturbance that's quite often happen for young ladies is because emotional disturbance as a pathogen, they can attack your organ directly without going any other layers. That's why Chinese medicine was amazing about psychology, but nobody talks about that. So we just think psychology, it's Western science, just a new baby for us. Why? Because it's just less than 200 years. But Chinese medicine at the very beginning, we already understood emotional disturbance can affect your internal organs directly and cause severe disorders.
Have you ladies ever had a UTI? For those who don't know, a UTI is an infection in your urinary tract. They aren't STDs, but can have some of the same symptoms. They're incredibly uncomfortable, and when you have one, all you can think about is getting treatment stat. Luckily, there's ScanWell Health. It's the only at-home UTI test with same-day treatment options. You'll know if you have a UTI in 2 minutes and can connect with a healthcare provider who can prescribe treatment immediately. All you need is the app and their test kit. Some studies estimate that over half of all women experience UTIs, so if you don't suffer from them, you probably know someone who does. Using ScanWell is so easy. No crazy emergency room bills, you don't need insurance, and the test doesn't expire for 2 years, so you can keep it in your medicine cabinet for those just-in-case moments. ScanWell is the same test used in hospitals and emergency rooms and offers the same accuracy as a test you'd take in your doctor's office. Normally, the tests cost $15, but ABG listeners can get the test kit for free. Just pay for shipping. Open up your browser and type in scanwellhealth.com/ABG to order your free test kit. That's scanwellhealth.com/ABG.
Do you know what the secret is to keep a baby's skin healthy? The secret is a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. You've heard me talk about Pampers Swaddlers on our podcast many, many times now, and that's because Pampers Swaddlers is the diaper for healthy baby skin. Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better than the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation. And if you're a fan of Pampers, you've got to check out their new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes, which clean better than Huggies Natural Care and are 5 times stronger, so they resist tearing during a diaper change. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. And if you're like me and you love saving and getting rewarded for something you gotta buy anyway, like diapers, don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. You can redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
What are some examples of something that a woman would come to you for, and then how have you kind of helped diagnose and treat?
Yeah, I have different groups of ladies. Yeah, the most, of course, the frequent is infertility, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm specialized also. And also premenstrual syndrome.
That's me right now.
PMS.
That's,
yes.
That's actually me right now.
Yeah, that's pretty much I can say from my, yes, of course, there are other issues, but these two are very common.
Mm.
Because why they are common is because they had already gone through Western medicine approach, which there is no solution.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come to see us. Or they were referred by their friends or colleagues. And we have to say that we are very good at it. I call that women's health. Chinese medicine is not alternative. Chinese medicine is primary.
So my question for you for infertility issues to go to you, like what are some reasons why they are infertile? Or like what are ways you diagnose that?
We have many patterns. We don't call it infertility, okay? Yeah, TCM infertility is just a symptom. Very interesting. We don't call it infertility a disease.
Mm-hmm.
We call it a symptom. We have something else, means we call it pattern. What does it mean pattern? What are the usual patterns for infertility, causing infertility? Let's say first, cold, damp accumulation in your lower abdominal area. Or in your uterus. That can cause infertility.
Mm-hmm.
Or a second most common also, again, liver qi stagnation. Means from screening, okay, from Western medicine screening, this lady can be perfect. Her uterus is clean, antimatter is built up very well. Menstruation can be regular and the fallopian tube can be totally clean. Nothing obstructed, ovary is perfect, everything is perfect, but they cannot get pregnant.
Mm.
That's why we have to go back to see, from TCM point of view, we can see, maybe too much stress. So stress, that's what we call liver qi stagnation, come back to the springtime again. That's usually for young ladies. Yes, emotion is going to affect them a lot. They cannot handle that. It's not their fault. It's because season. You guys, yeah. Or lots of young ladies, especially in their, let's say, for me, before 35, after puberty, between this time to 35, which is, we count ladies, females' life by 7. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
7 is a cycle.
Mm.
Yeah. Second 7, which is what? 14. That's usually we start to have puberty. We count by 7. And 35 is which 7?
The fifth.
Fifth 7. So before fifth 7, we can consider this woman is still in her spring season. So she's going to be very, very much affected by emotion. It's not their fault. It's normal. We don't consider abnormal. We consider it's normal.
So what are some of the ways that you, when you've had women come to you and they either suffer from infertility or from premenstrual symptoms, what are some ways that you help?
I personally have, yes, different ways to take care of them. First, I have to, as you said, we have to take care of the diagnosis. We have our own way to diagnose. That's what we call four methods. Means we take a look at your tongue, we check your pulse, observe your complexion, and sometimes we take a look at your body shape and we ask many questions. And then we palpate. That's what we call four methods. And then we rule out a pattern. So which pattern you are? It's not which disease you have. Mm-hmm. We don't have such thing. We say, let's say you have liver qi stagnation. Go back to this again, stress. Liver qi stagnation again, it's a traffic issue. So it means your liver is perfect, but you have traffic issue. It's just like Wilshire Boulevard, let's say, in the morning. Yeah, if your liver is perfect, functional perfectly, what happened? No matter how many cars you have, there's no traffic. But if you have liver qi stagnation, means traffic light is off. Policemen, they're not on duty. Even you have two cars, they can have problem. That's what we call traffic. Do you understand now?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really you have a problem of internal organ. It's because the circulation of something is off. That's caused by emotion. I think that lots of young ladies, they have already experienced that. You get a shock. Lots of women, they develop even severe issues like cancer, breast cancer, relate to traumatic injury in life, shock. That's for the diagnosis. I rule out the pattern and I'm going to use primary, first choice for me is my method. I call it Four Seasons Jade Woman Method.
means I'm going to use a subtle change. For me, less interference, the best treatment. Pharmacopoeia, I'm going to use when I don't have any other solution. I'm going to use first Qigong, meditation, self-massage, hypnosis to help them to regulate, just like traffic light, right? To regulate their subtle energy and make energy to move. And then I'm going to combine with needle. We call it acupuncture. Or sometimes I combine, let's say, hypnosis with acupuncture. And I'm going to give her maybe homework to do some self-massage and also meditation and Qigong, of course, because that's they need to learn the certain movements. I'm going to prescribe anyway. That's what I called, I prescribe the method of Four Seasons Jade Woman's method according to the season, according to the problem, depends which season. If that's stress, usually I call spring season. Let's say menopausal ladies, okay? They have what? Depression. So at that time, I'm going to use autumn season, totally another method, to help them to fly because they are blocked. So menopausal ladies, they are not going to develop the same problem as young ladies. It doesn't make sense. The springtime compared to autumn or winter time, your energy is not the same. How can you have the same treatment? That's my theory, okay? And then if still doesn't work, I'm going to use pharmacopoeia, herbs. I'm going to prescribe formula. Sometimes I'm going to use classical formula, pattern formula, or I'm going to prescribe my own formula accordingly. It's many methods together. Okay, you talk about the cupping. I can see you're interested in cupping.
Oh, yeah. Cupping is something that we've said.
That's one of our methods. Cupping, gua sha, all of this is just one of the techniques we use. And know that today, lots of celebrities, they are very interested in cupping. Even one of our, I think, practitioner in Empress College, they develop even a heart-shaped cup.
Instagram-y. For Instagram-worthy cupping.
Actually, for our listeners, Dr. Zhang, could you explain what cupping is versus gua sha and things like that?
Not everybody is suitable for this kind of practice. Okay, first, I have to tell you, you still have to have the pattern. Yeah, let's say cupping. Cupping is because you have something that we need to take away from your body. That's a strong suction. Means, let's say you have too much heat. You build up too much heat in your body. Or the traffic light, let's say, I just mentioned again for young ladies, stress, condition, you are blocked, you are stagnated, and we try to move the qi. Then we can use that we call walking cupping. We move slightly little cups on the surface of your skin and try to help you to move the qi or to move the energy. Or if you have the heat build up in your body like the summertime, that's for summer season, I call it. Then you can use gua sha and cupping to take away that extra heat build up in your body. But if you find yourself in the deficiency, usually we don't use cupping. So it's not going to be suitable for everybody.
Well, this is very interesting for me because actually my mom and I go to acupuncture. I didn't know any of this information about cupping or like the needles because my mom would just make me go with her because in my family, we have a lot of vertigo. We get a lot of dizziness and we tried the Western medicine and it didn't work for us. So now we go to Chinese medicine, but I never understood why I was getting cupped. And I also use they use the needles, but I didn't understand why.
So it's because you had heat in your body then?
Does that because their diagnosis pattern maybe that you had at that time, we called excess pattern. If you have excess pattern, we need to sedate. So cupping can be a wonderful technique. Or another usually pattern we call liver qi stagnation. You have traffic light.
Gotcha. What does the needles do then?
For me, needle is more invasive, of course, because needle goes into your body. So needle based on meridian pathway, if you have, let's say, a traffic light issue or certain meridian, let's say lung meridian, then you cough. And then we could just use needle to help you to unblock that blockage. That's why I don't call needle a soft technique. Needle can be very powerful, extremely powerful, because it helped immediately help you to release certain blockage.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know.
Can
Can you talk actually a little bit more about, you said there were four methods that you used to diagnose. Yeah. Maybe it'd be kind of fun if you can help read the pulse of one of us right now. Do one of you ladies want to, and we can describe to our listeners how this is happening.
Sure, I'll get my pulse.
So Helen is extending out her hand. And then if you can just describe for our listeners how you, like what it is that you're looking for. So Dr. Zong right now is placing her fingers against Helen's wrist.
I'm nervous. I think I cut off circulation early because I was sitting on this hand, by the way.
Very interesting. Typical spring pulse, we called. Okay, exactly. At the very beginning, she was a little bit nervous. And the pulse showed me very quick. And we called wiry and wiry. Quick. Wiry means what? Like guitar, right? Guitar wire. It's just very pointing. Yeah, that shows her she was very nervous. And the heartbeat raised up. That's also just, yeah, she was very, of course, very nervous. We called that typical young lady's pulse when she is in a stressful situation. And then after taking deep breath, it seems like she settled down a little bit more and the pulse, yeah, became more regular and less wiry. Pulse is very, it's going to change all the time. I always told my students that pulse is not very reliable, actually. Why? Because that's going to change according to your emotion. Like what happened for Helen just a few minutes ago, she was very stressful and the pulse just shows immediately taking deep breath. Or even let's say you have meditation. That's 5 minutes of meditation after that. So your pulse will be totally regular. So it's not reliable. But tongue reading is more reliable because tongue is not going to
I think Mel wants to get
Mel,
her
do you want
read.
To have your tongue read?
My tongue is like, I feel there's like cookies on it.
That might be a sign of something.
It doesn't matter, we can still see it.
Okay. Can I show you my, did I show you my tongue?
Yeah.
Mel is now sticking out her tongue.
Oh, okay, interesting. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
Is that all you needed?
That's why I understand why she had a cupping, am I right? Her tongue told us many things, tell us many things. First, tongue reading divided into two parts. One part is tongue body. So tongue body is going to, I mean, take a long time to change. It's not going to change immediately. Tongue coating, which is the furry part, the superficial part of the tongue, that part can change, not immediately, but can change maybe, let's say, few days. If you say these days you eat too much ice cream, after eating too much ice cream or cold, let's say, salad, am I right? And you're not going to move, you just continue to take this cold, we call it a substance. Immediately, a few days later, your tongue will be changed. The coating is going to be built up. So you're going to show this white, we call it white thick coating. Show us what you have built up of cold damp in your body.
How do you get...
So you... I don't know if you want me to tell you.
She's frightened. No, yeah. I'm curious.
Yeah, you can take a look if you guys are interesting. You can take a look at her tongue, I can tell you.
I was already laughing. I couldn't stop.
Yeah, the tongue body is what? Tell me. The color.
It's a little white coating on top.
No, tongue body. Oh, that's why body. We have divided.
It's
separate the coating from the tongue body.
I'm sticking out my tongue body right now, everyone. I need to brush my teeth, by the way.
Tongue body is crimson. Am I right? It's more than red. Can you say that? Red. Very red.
Yeah.
She has lots of heat.
Oh, so the redness is...
And she has the center crack. Can you see the center crack?
Yes.
And this center crack doesn't reach to the tip yet. It's just in the middle.
It stops.
So that's the digestive area. I believe that her digestion is not very good. Yeah. She's a little bit problem of digestion.
Well, I haven't been eating as well lately. I feel like I go like pretty consistently though.
Means
like I poo.
Yeah, that's what we can see. Yeah. That's what we can see that also part. The building up of the coating, okay? Yeah. So look at the coating. Let's see if you're interested to see that. So the coating is what?
Thick.
Yeah, it's thick.
She just had
and
a cookie.
It's whitish and bluish, am I right? Very interesting mix of whitish and bluish. That shows another layer of her body, cold. She has both.
So it's damp.
Cold.
Cold and heat.
And heat.
I mean, I'm really hot right now.
How do you describe your health?
I think emotionally, I've been more stressed I'm going through premenstrual syndromes right now. I think, and so
now you're about to have your menstruation.
I might have my period.
Oh, that's why. That's why change. Coding can change at the period of premenstrual cycle. Okay, definitely. That's normal. Because it's just like your antimatter, right? Word. The lining of the uterus. The build up. And now you're about to lose it. So it's like your coding. You build up. And then you're going to lose it. When you start to lose your lining, which you start to bleed, your coating is going to get also thinner. In this case, it's normal.
Okay, cool.
But do you have a little bit of pain, usually? Painful menstruation?
Sometimes I get cramps. Not super extreme, but I feel like my mom used to joke around, this is kind of off topic, but like, I'm always in some kind of pain. She's like, she's like, there's always something wrong with you. Whether it's like a stomach cramp or like something were to happen. Like, I think it's kind of like every quarter, I have some physical pain. To some degree.
Because can you see that bluish tinge is not normal? Okay, that part is not normal. She has some circulation issue.
Probably. Yeah. I also wonder, like, I haven't been getting really good sleep, too.
So that affects
stress. Mm-hmm. A lot of.
So that's why tongue cannot hide. Pulse, sometimes we can pretend a little bit. But tongue, as soon as we see the tongue, pretty much get the pattern of that person. What body constitution.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's why these things doesn't need to be proved or disproved. It's just, accumulation of life experience. That's why I say the beauty of Chinese medicine. We don't need to prove that.
What if we looked at, if we look at maybe Helen's, if we did a compare, could you do like a high level assessment of maybe what?
Shit. Right now, Helen's more healthy.
Oh, look at her tongue compared with the, now you can see both side to side. Can you see the difference now?
Yeah.
Helen almost...
Oh my God, yours is so much cleaner.
She almost doesn't have coating.
Yeah, almost no coating.
Almost no coating. I don't know if you clean your coating or not.
I always brush my tongue.
That's why we cannot see it. If I really want a proper diagnosis, I have to ask my patient, please don't brush your tongue.
Oh,
otherwise, I cannot see it anymore. Right?
What about the
what we can see is very red also. Also, can you see this red? It's redder tip that in our term. What does mean redder tip? Tip is the area of the heart.
Yeah.
So redder tip means she has a little bit of heart fire.
Heart fire.
Yeah. I don't know how is your sleep.
She doesn't sleep very much.
Yeah, that's what we can see, right?
What about me?
Yeah, Janet.
So her tongue is again different. Can you see?
Yeah, you're really.
She has a third type of tongue.
Oh. What kind of tongue does she have?
Her tongue, I can say that compare you two guys, she has a better, healthy.
That sounds about right.
Her diet's more cleaner than ours, for sure.
That's why she's interested in Chinese medicine.
That's probably true.
Versus we're like just trying to take the drugs to help her, help us.
Yeah, yours is very good. Very. We call it a very good Shen. Good Shen. Spirit. Because tongue has a spirit. Tongue has a shen. Very good shen. No, doesn't mean that.
I thought it was going to be, because I stayed up very late last night. I didn't sleep well.
Overall of the tongue shows she's healthy. That's why we call it.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I think we should take photos of our tongues every like quarter or so.
Send it to them.
Right?
Yeah. How can we send that to them?
I know. Shouldn't it be people audience. Sending in their photos of their tongue? Like, that's so weird.
We'll forward it to you, Dr. Zhang. Well, what about the other things that were mentioned, like Qigong and Gua Sha? I hadn't heard of that one before.
Gua Sha. Yeah, Qigong is an Asian practice, Asian Chinese practice, which is a little bit different from yoga. But however, yoga or Qigong or Tai Chi, they're all oriental, we call it, oriental discipline. Okay? So very similar if you know yoga, because I do practice yoga for myself also. So they're very similar because you use breathing combined with movement, physical movement, together, and to help people to concentrate first, to calm down, and to replace all of your intention inward instead of outward. Because all the time, our intention is outside. We focus on study, on goals, reading, your iPad, iPhone. So it's always outside. So now, during the Qigong, first thing we need to bring everything inward. Listen to your body, a kind of self-discovery. For me, it's kind of meditation, but with movement. It is meditation. And then we have meditation. Usually meditation here we develop here, California, we called a name called what mindfulness meditation, right? Mm-hmm. That's for me, no matter what kind of name we give for meditation, but meditation for me, it just bring everything inside. You can have millions of thoughts, but that moment, one concentration is going to replace your millions of thoughts. That's what we do, meditation. Mm. And to answer your question, Gua Sha, we can use a tool that we call Gua Sha, can be a piece of buffalo horn, can be a piece of jade or piece of stone that we use on the surface of your skin, can be neck usually, can be upper back or shoulder area, mm-hmm. to take away what usually can be heat or sometimes can be cold. Or usually we use that for two purposes. First purpose is, let's say you get common cold. For Chinese medicine, as I just mentioned earlier, exogenous pathogen needs to go through layers. So the first layer is your skin. So we think that now you have pathogen attack and the pathogen stays at the first layer, which is your muscle or skin layer. So we're going to use Gua Sha, that piece of jade or piece of buffalo horn, to wrap the surface of your skin and guide the pathogen out. That's what we call the first type of treatment. And second, as I said again, traffic issue. You cannot move at all, this area. You are too much stressed. When you are in stress, what do? You hold your shoulder. Do you agree? Mm-hmm. Your neck. And when you look at the screen, it's natural human reaction. So with time, what do you do? You have shoulder tenderness, and very tender and very tight, and even sometimes develop spasm. That's what we call pain. Mm-hmm. So that's why we use Gua Sha to let the qi move, and you feel much better. So very simple tool. Everybody can learn that.
Yeah. I feel like you shared a lot of really good, like, helpful tips and, like, learnings with Chinese medicine. I feel like we learned a lot. I mean, I learned a lot.
Thank you.
What are some advice you would give to, like, you know, because our listeners are in their 20s and 30s, like, some health advice you would give to our listeners?
Early 20s and early 30s. Also, yeah. That's the spring season of a woman's life. If we take that woman's life, whole life, as four seasons, that's the first season. Because what's the first season problem? Stress. Uh-huh. Right? That's what we call in Chinese medicine liver qi stagnation. So you need to manage your what? Emotional disturbance. Mm. That's the first thing. Second thing, this, you are pretty much the peak, not really the peak, but close to the peak of your energy. It's really, am I? Well, I call it 35 is peak for me. Modern life, okay? I call 35 is peak of everything. You're close to peak. So at this moment, you're full of, we call it energy, qi, everything. And the problem is what? You don't know how to manage emotion. Mm-hmm. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Because when you cannot manage emotion, this emotion can also influence your health and cause, we call it stagnation. And because you don't know how to manage the emotion, this emotion seems stored somewhere in your body. Easily compared to elderly person, you don't have experience because you lack of tools to handle it. Mm-hmm. When you age a little bit, you accumulate experience, you know next time how to handle it. So you have tools, more tools and more experience. You're not going to store this disturbance in your body. And also lifestyle, you know that's typical for American young ladies, right? You like cold. And
the popularity of eating like raw foods brings more coldness into the body.
I know from my students and from my patients that they have lots of wrong information. We call it wrong education caused by media, internet, okay, all of this. They just self-educate. So they think raw is good. They think that vegetarian, to be totally vegetarian, even vegan to be good, is good. But my answer is at this springtime, no. You cannot do that. Please don't do that. You need meat. You need nice, complex, we call it complete protein. Because only meat we consider as what? Complete protein means contain more than 20 amino acids. So that's really a message I want to deliver. At this age, early 20s, because you are fully menstrual, and from, we can call cosmic message, you're fertile. You guys have a mission even you don't want to, but your body knows this mission to conceive. So it means that all of your body ready to conceive. It doesn't matter you conceive or not, you are ready for the baby, that's not the question. But your body system is made at this time for this goal. That's why if you put this system too cold by all of your cold intake substance all the time, you may injure this system forever. Second, let's say, if you're vegan or vegetarian, you don't eat meat at all, and you menstruate, you know that. You lose blood every month. So that's why I have lots of patient young ladies. They are totally become what? Amenorrhea. What does mean amenorrhea? Absence of menstruation. That's very severe, okay? So that's maybe the message I really want to deliver to the public.
Janet, how do you want to respond to this? Janet is a vegetarian.
Oh, no, I do. I eat seafood. Well, I adjusted because I did practice like vegetarian veganism like maybe 10 years ago. And then when I was looking into Chinese medicine, I learned about the theory that it was very opposite of Western ideals of health, because Western is very like eating raw foods and then avoiding meat. And then in Chinese medicine, it was you want heated, like more cooked is better. It's easier to digest and more balanced.
Half correct. That's why I really eager to develop this four seasons method. We have to ask where you are and which
so to adjust based on your
let's say
specific
if
situation.
A menopausal lady, a person is in her let's say autumn season now, maybe she doesn't need that meat that much at all. So you have a mission now to produce a baby, your body is ready, but you just quit by your own idea and you're going to have trouble. And then one day you're after we call the 7749, you're close to what? Menopause. And my menopause is pause of the menstruation. So at that time, you don't have bleeding anymore. At that time, your diet will be different. So that's why I'm so now to really emphasize that all of my students, patients, please take care of the time. Consider the time and understand your body accordingly, which season you have. There is no such one diet good for everybody. Right. That's why you called wrong education. We have many, many cases.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us, Dr. Zong. We will make sure to share your program in our description so that our listeners can look you up and find out more about your new. And could you talk about your program a little bit? It's the Golden Seed.
Golden Tree is our website. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to launch, especially the spring season method, I called Jade Goddess method, that's combined with Qigong meditation, self-massage, and hypnosis to take care of women in her spring seasons. So I'm going to launch it, this online course. If you go to our website, you're welcome to our information.
Thank you so much, Dr. Zong.
You're welcome. It's such a pleasure.
If you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to us at abg-asianbossgirl on iTunes, Overcast, and all the other podcast platforming services.
We're also on social at asianbossgirl, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.